guys, welcome to Wednesday's
We're a Book.
What are we sipping on tonight?
So today, we're going to be discussing the book, The Striker, by Anna Wong. So we found a drink called The Striker. It's a little different than what either of us like, but it has whiskey, it has vodka, it has apple juice, it has, what else does it have?
Lime.
Lime. It's supposed to have mint, but
we forgot that.
We forgot the mint like we do every time we forget one ingredient, so.
But it was still pretty good.
It's pretty good. It tastes like apple juice to me. It tastes anything.
I think the pour was heavy for me on the whiskey, but the more I drink it, the more I enjoy it. So there you go.
She's almost done.
Always drink faster than you.
You're
guys.
You're gonna need a refill.
I don't think I need a refill on this one.
So before we start into The Striker, can we talk about how episode 2 and episode 4 collided?
I'm so proud of us.
I know, me too. It's almost like we predicted.
I was about to say.
It's maybe we manifested it.
1,000%. Yes.
We manifested it. I mean, I wanted it to be Theo James, but we were like just so close. We were so close to manifesting.
So what we're talking about is how last episode we were talking about the housemaid and we were talking about the movie and we were speculating over who they were going to cast as Andy. We have Sydney Sweeney, we have Amanda Seyfried, and then for the lead, we were talking about who we should have for Andy. Well, right after our episode aired, it was announced that Atlas from It Ends With Us is going to be Andy in the movie. So our episode 2 collided with episode 4.
What do you guys think? Do you feel like he's a good cast?
Yeah.
I actually liked him too.
I liked it.
Other people say they didn't like him.
So there's another very famous podcast that we all listen to and follow that we're talking about it the next day. And they were like ranking on it. They were saying that it was going to be the worst movie ever.
I think that's a good mentality to have though going in. Because as you know, I always think the movie adaptation is worse than the book.
As we know.
Yes. As has been proven to us.
Yes.
But actually, I think they did a good job with
It Ends With Us.
Yeah, so this was like exception.
But you actually watched the movie first on that one.
But that's why I feel like I always have to watch the movie first.
Yeah.
Because
well, it's too late for us for The Housemaid.
Yeah. But why do we think that they said it was going to not be a good fit? Was it because of the director?
Yes.
Or was it because –
okay, yeah,
it was
and the casting, I think also.
And the casting?
I don't think they liked him. I don't know why. But I think mostly the director. And I can't remember what movie it was that he had done prior that they didn't like.
It was something about the movie prior.
They were very passionate. I was surprised. But I'm excited. I think he's – casted great for the role.
Yeah,
I've never seen him like in an angry, scary
kind
of role. But
well, that's what I was thinking. What's his name? Justin Baldoni should be Enzo.
Oh my God.
Just to kind of let them do a little role reversal. Yeah.
That would be a good idea.
Yes or yes.
Co-workers
again.
Let's see where the drama goes from there.
Well, now that we got that out of the way, tell me what you guys thought about The Striker. General thoughts before we get into our notes.
So just a little background. I literally just finished the book.
Into the driveway.
I had to sit in Laura's driveway for an extra 3 minutes.
I did notice on the ring.
Finished the book yet. Oh, I liked it. I did. There's things about it I don't like. I really like Anna Wong. Anais actually introduced me to her.
For me, she's 50-50, right? Some are great, some are good. This one was good, not great for me. It just felt too long. And
it was
very
long.
It was similar with the King of Sloth. I liked this one more than I liked The King of Sloth, but it just, especially at the end, you know, everything's kind of already wrapped up and it just keeps going. And so I remember when I came in, actually, Laura was also finishing up
or had just finished it.
Yeah. And so she's like, I'm still listening. I'm on the epilogue. And I was like, which epilogue? Because there are two epilogues.
Yeah.
It was just like.
Yeah. Some books have no epilogues and we're begging for one and she gave us two.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I put, it's like fondue. It's cheesy. It's kind of cheesy, but it was still good.
I like that. We should come up with a ranking system. And when it's cheesy but good, it's fondue.
Yeah,
I like that.
I thought it was like fondue.
And
like
when it's cheesy but not good, it's fondue.
Oh,
you see why these two are so funny?
Oh, the fondue.
I love it. The whiskey's hitting on Anais. See her. It's getting her.
Fondue
and fondue. You girls are so cute. I like it. It was cheesy.
It was.
I liked it. But, okay, so Anais and I have read several of Anna Wong's books before. This is Laura's first. So I think we kind of knew what we were getting into. Mm-hmm. We knew what to expect. All mm-hmm. of her books kind of take like the same
avenue
trajectory.
So I think for this one and why it kind of fell a little more flat for me versus some of the others, there wasn't enough angst. I don't know. Did you guys not feel that way?
I had no book to compare it to, but I liked the buildup, like before they got right, together.
The tension. Yeah. And I felt like that ended too quickly.
Yes. Because then once they were together, okay, I have a question. The part where she got mad at him for like racing, do we think that like that was a bit of an overreaction? Yeah. Okay. Yes.
So I have that written down. Okay. What was her problem?
It felt like drama for the sake of drama.
That's what I thought.
A third act breakup, and she needed to find a reason for it, and that was kind of like the only thing she could come up with.
And then after the third act breakup, it was hard for me to get back into it. Like, she lost me after the third act breakup.
I'll say, actually, there was a little moment where the angst was there, and I was like, oh, yay.
Which part?
Well, right after the breakup, you know, where they're like struggling. Love that. But then it just wasn't the same. Because then they started like living their own lives. I don't know. Like, I was just like,
What really bothered me the most is, okay, she's in the hospital or whatever, and he drops everything and he doesn't go to the match and he's there for her. He's in the hospital. Oh, what does the bitch do? She breaks up with him.
I know.
I was like, oh my God, she's the worst.
It was fondue. It was cheesy. It was, you know, they're on the double date and she's with the other guy and he's with the girl, but you know, they want to be together. Like,
I liked that though.
Like romantic comedy.
Yes.
I like that. Those are the parts I liked.
I liked it too.
Yeah, that's the cheesy part that was good. Yeah. The fondue.
This is the fondue.
Yeah.
I like fondue and I like that as well.
Same.
But I did think like towards the end that it felt like, because they didn't want to make him do anything so bad that us as the like readers mm-hmm. would hate him. So, but I think she went the opposite where I thought she overreacted.
But there was an actual line. It's like, I care about you so much that I can't be with you.
Yes.
I'm like, that makes no sense. I stopped and I wrote it down to talk about it. That makes no sense.
Yeah,
I care about you so much that I can't be with you.
I think it was one of those
you're racing cars.
Well, it's one of those like, I care about you more than you care about yourself. So like, to protect myself, I have to leave the situation until you care enough about yourself to take care of yourself, kind of thing. I think is what she was going for. But again, it felt like an overreact. And I'm glad you guys felt the same way, because I was just like, am I overreacting? Like, and thinking she's overreacting? Like, is this an appropriate reaction? This feels like an overreaction. So.
I mean, it's worth a conversation, maybe an argument. 100%
make a big deal about it. Yeah, so that he doesn't do it again.
She left him in the hospital.
But not a breakup.
She left him for 4 days in the hospital after mm-hmm. he dropped everything to be by her side mm-hmm. at the hospital. It was such a big deal for her. And then she just dropped him like a hot potato the second the guy
raced
a car.
Yeah.
And was injured.
He was injured. Yeah.
And then
he didn't cheat on her.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I would understand.
No, that breakup for
course,
sure.
Breakup. But then he goes, no, I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. She's like, I've heard that before. I was like, give him a chance one time.
Literally after that scene, I kind of like lost me for her. Like yeah. I lost. Yeah. And then his redemption, like his
giving away his cars.
What was that?
But
that
also,
was such a reach.
The big deal they made where he gets the whole team together, like, we have a plan to win her back, and it's just, I'm going to give you my cars.
it was so strange.
So that's why towards the end, yeah, it did feel long-winded and also just kind of like.
So like the first half of the book, I read it quickly, like the 50%. And then I think once they hooked up and once they like started getting together and it felt like they were just trying to create problems with mm-hmm. them, that's when she kind of lost me.
I think after the racing car.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Asher Donovan.
Oh, there he is. It's almost like we paid someone to do that, to just race the car.
After
Asher Donovan. After, I think, the Tokyo scene. It went downhill
Why
for
did
me.
They even go to Tokyo? Was that necessary?
You're like, that was cute. They were doing a romantic little trip.
Yeah.
But was it necessary?
I mean,
they need to go on a vacation together.
Oh, that's true.
Since I haven't read her other books, is like Sloan that they keep talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Is she from other books?
So, yes. Literally every other character except for Brooklyn and Karina.
Which are going to be probably future books.
So Anna Wong is like a master of
incorporating
her books and setting herself up for series and other books, which I think she's the best at that, because literally every other character has their own story.
Fun, and it motivates you to read the other books too, because you're like, well, I want to get to know this character a little bit more.
Yeah, like you could see, and she leaves like little breadcrumbs. Mm-hmm. Like obviously Karina's going to eventually have a story.
Well,
Brooklyn.
Well, that's the one I first, I'm like, when Brooklyn and Vincent first got introduced, I was like, oh, they're going to have a story.
That was obvious.
And at the end, they're like, read the Defender, Brooklyn and Vincent's story. I was like,
There you go.
But I also thought, who was this? Hold on. Let me go to my notes here.
One of his friends, Adele.
Clive and...
Oh, Clive. Yes.
And what was her name? The other one?
Karina?
No. That he went on like a date with her.
Oh, yes. But...
Whatever her name is, I thought they were going to have a book. I was like, oh, is this another book?
But I think they ruined it.
At the end, I was like, oh, JK, I guess not.
When he keyed his car.
Ivy, yes. Clive and Ivy. That's who it was.
Ivy.
I was like, at first, I was just like, oh, yeah, I think are they gonna have another book? And then I was like, no, I guess not.
Yeah, they turned him into just like a evil character. So Vuk, that they keep mentioning towards the end, the one who's like the...
Well, even the beginning, he owns the club.
Yeah, so there's a lot of like ties to him. He was in the last King of Sloth. Was it?
Mm-hmm.
He was in The King of Sloth, and which is a whole other series from her. And he's going to be the next King of Envy. So I think that she already announced that in 2025, she's releasing King of Envy next, and then The Defender.
I feel like I have to go back because I didn't like get any of these people that were coming in.
So yeah, there's Sloane.
I feel like I have to go back because they sound like they're good love stories.
Even the author, Isabella.
Yeah, she's from King of Pride.
She's from King of Pride.
Her and Kai.
So I have a question. Mm. At the end of this book, he has an interaction with Kai, and he also has an interaction with
Jules
and
Josh.
And Josh, which is from another book.
And Josh like seemed upset.
And so yeah, he's from Twisted Hate.
Twisted Hate. I didn't read Twisted Hate.
Oh, that's why. So you missed it. Well, she dated Donovan for like a second.
Oh, is that what
they
it
met?
Is?
So they met at the wedding of Bridget.
Oh, that was my favorite. That is my favorite. Anna Wong book. Twisted Games.
Yes. Twisted Games. That was okay, good. We're going to have to do that for the podcast.
Bodyguard and princess trope, and he's much older than her. And it's like, if you want a beautiful love story, like you're always looking for, that one's a good one.
Okay.
And
we'll have to do that one.
But Anna Wong is also known for her third act breakups.
I think in every book.
But are they better than this book? Because that's what I was going to say.
That was one of the good ones.
So Twisted Games, the third act breakup was something that was actually freaking believable.
It had to happen.
It had to happen.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Not, oh, you lied to me about something little.
I also have a note here. I've noticed, and a lot of books do this, they always like when they're describing the guy or whatever and he's like upset, they always say a muscle ticked in his jaw. Does that happen
often? When they clench.
But I look at people and I'm like, a muscle ticked in their jaw.
What was it that you said earlier that, it was Melissa. I think you said something good and we're like, oh, that's good for a book.
What did I say?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember.
Malice in his eyes.
Oh, there was malice in his eyes. That's what it was.
Yes. But I'm like, do all these people have TMJ? Like, I don't understand. Why are they all ticking their muscles?
By the end, they do, I'm sure.
And then I learned a couple new words from this book. Did you guys know what goofaws is?
What is goofaws?
G-U-F-F-A-W-S.
Guffaw.
Goffs. He goffs.
Oh, is it goffs?
G-U? Say it again.
G-U. Like goffs. F-A-W-S.
Not goofaws.
I say guffaws.
No, it's when like they guffaws.
You goff, when like you goff.
Okay.
Is that how it's spelled?
G-A?
G-U-F-F-A-W-S. Melissa's right. It's a boisterous laugh.
Yes,
but
it's like a goff. Like, oh.
Okay, well, when you say it, now I feel silly, but I read it as goofaws. I was like,
I read it as guffaw, like a guffaw. But I knew what it meant.
It's because English is not their first language.
This is the perfect example of how English is not our first language.
If it was, I would know that guffaws. Goffs.
I could have sworn it was guffaw.
Okay.
Do you have another list? Do you have another list? Of course, Anais is going to back you, but she didn't know either.
Thank you. Okay, I also have another note. Is it often like common to cross train ballet and soccer?
Yes. That's weird.
Strange, no, too.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. I don't know if it's common, but I've heard of it before.
I've never heard of that.
In other books. So, you know, like the ice hockey people will cross with the
figure skaters.
So it's kind of like, you know what I mean? It makes you work and stretch other muscles.
Yeah, but at least
like
they're both on skates.
But I mean, ballet, you're stretching. It's, I think, yeah. I don't know. I haven't done the research. You know, trust but verify.
Trust but verify.
But
well, this book also brought out a trauma that I endured.
Oh.
And I think I need to unpack it here.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's hear it.
So, last year, you remember we went to London.
Yes.
Oh,
here we go. here
I was
it is.
Waiting for don't this. Don't pause just yet. So, we went to London and you know, we had a great time. 10 out of 10 recommend anyone who's thinking about going to London.
Oh, 10/10, yes.
Maybe you'll see Asher. Maybe you'll see Scarlett. Who knows? But, you know, my husband, John Michael, he's like a big sports fan. So he's like, let's go to the Tottenham game, which they keep talking about Tottenham in this book. And that's why like this trauma has resurfaced. So I said, okay, fine. Like, it's not my favorite day, but sure. Like, he did my Harry Potter world. I'll do this Tottenham game. So we go to the Tottenham game. He bought tickets. You know, he's like, we're going to go all out. We have to be like in the best seats, you know? So you imagine seats. There's sitting.
Oh no.
But there was no sitting.
You were in the standing section.
Yes. And I was like, you know what? Come on, grandpa next to me. You don't need to be a hero. You could sit down. Nobody sat down the entire time.
Oh, no, but you had seats. It's just that everyone was standing for the whole match. Yeah, that's normal.
That's normal?
That's not normal.
Yeah. When you buy seats, you expect to sit in them.
No, but so like when I was in undergrad and we went to like the football games, you'd be standing for most of the game.
I guess I don't go to a lot of these games. Well, anyways, you guys, it was hours of standing. And I was like, someone is bound to sit down next to me. And no one sat down the entire game.
It's a religion. Yeah. Football's a religion.
So as they were in these games, I was feeling for Scarlett because she has this chronic pain, this poor woman.
In the beginning, they're talking about this mysterious pain and this random thing.
It's me
like,
too.
Not until like halfway through the book where you find out like what her actual injuries were.
I know. I thought it was like some sort of neuromuscular disorder. And then I found out it was like an accident and she just had
chronic pain. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was like, they were very vague about it in the beginning. Yeah. I have that written down. Like, what is actually wrong with her?
I think it's to make it more like mysterious, more dramatic, more, of course, you know, you can't give a right away. Like, just like the whole thing with his best friend passing, mm-hmm. like, you know, that was a big mystery in the beginning. Yeah. And later on it was like,
yeah, it's always nice to have like side mystery stories. So it's not just pure romance.
But like a little more interesting.
Depth. Yeah, more depth would be.
Yeah. I also thought it was a bit weird that she like found it so attractive when he calls her darling.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
I actually didn't like it. That's interesting because, you know, of course, in ACOTAR, or I guess Mist and Fury, he says favorite darling, mm-hmm. and we all love it. But for some reason.
No, not for some reason. It would be weird if John Michael was like, darling.
But I think that's very British. I think that's just like a very British. It sounds better probably like from a British. So when I was reading the book, surprisingly, I did not read at all with like a British accent. I read it like American. And so there'd be certain words that I'm like, oh, right, this is British. So Guffaw. I wrote them down.
Oh, okay,
Guffaw was not one of them.
Guffaw.
Okay. Let's see. Of course, I don't know where my notes are. So
we have to post this behind the scenes on Eva's
notes. Oh, okay.
A $10 to anyone who could like actually decipher what it
says. She wrote there.
Okay. So when he says sack, you know, when they like sack them, firing. I was like, oh, that's British.
Oh, yes.
Wanker.
I have wanker.
Oh,
wanker.
Using the loo.
Yes. And shag.
Shagging. Snogging, which actually I remember learning snogging in Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, yes.
That's the first time I read
what is snogging?
Kissing, making out. Yeah.
Oh, Harry snogged in one part. He snogged.
I believe it was book 4 or 5. I think it was 5. But 6.
Could there be a sex?
6, final answer.
Could there be a sexier word than snogging?
Yeah, kissing.
Kissing?
Yeah. Making out. Basically anything that they're not saying here. But you know, it's funny also in Harry Potter, you know, the first book is The Sorcerer's Stone, mm-hmm. but in the like English-British version, it's The Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah.
And they thought the Americans would be too dumb to know what philosopher meant.
Is that what they changed?
No, that can't be why.
Again, I have not verified.
Hearsay.
This is unverified. Yeah.
You guys, trust the Reddit.
Sounds like a Reddit thread.
Yeah, I never heard that before.
All right. And then I have a couple more. Rubbish bin. It was like very British.
What was that? Rubbish bin.
Trash.
The trash can.
Yeah. And then 999 instead of 911.
Yes, I noticed that too. I wrote that down.
These are my, this
like,
is my
you
list.
You know, that's actually easier to remember 999
right?
than 911.
I agree. It makes more sense.
But you know what? I kind of did. So at the beginning, the darling bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
But I listened to it.
I think it sounds better probably,
so,
right?
With his English accent.
It sounded
and
better.
And the darling, it grew on me a lot.
Yeah. I think when you hear it.
I wouldn't mind being,
being
called,
his darling.
Being called darling.
How did he do it?
Oh, no.
Hit me with that British accent.
I'm not good at that. No.
Okay,
darling. I guess because I read it in my accent, I'm like, darling, darling.
I know, same. I was like, this isn't working.
I'm like, he needs to come up with like a better name for her.
I liked it.
Of course you did. You heard it.
So I listened to it at the end because, again, time crunch and I finished mere moments before this
what
recorded.
What speed?
So I started at 1.
Yes. Let's talk about... what speed everyone was listening to their little books.
Go ahead, Laura. You go first. Okay. Well, before you guffaws at me.
I listened at one, a respectable speed. I went to 1.2. Okay. When we had like a couple hours left before we were going to see each other, I went to 1.5, but honestly, that was my least favorite part of the book. And I don't know if it's because it was the actual book or because I was listening at 1.5 speed.
Yeah. It was the book. Don't believe the speed.
What did you listen at?
I did the same. I started at like 1 point. I worked my way up.
You see, you got to work your way up.
By the end, I got to 1.7.
You're so proud of you.
I knew you were going to be proud of me.
I'm so proud of you.
I did it for you. 1.7, but like Laura said, I didn't enjoy it, yeah. And I was felt very overstimulated, yeah. And I was very anxious by the time I finished.
That's how
were
I
you
felt.
Tachycardic?
I was almost tachycardic,
yeah.
By the time I walked in here, because
you did look a little flushed when I saw you.
I didn't get to enjoy it. Yeah. I really didn't. I still prefer to sit down and read a book.
Me no, too. Agreed.
To the audiobook. I just had too much shit to get done this week.
I think it depends on the book. I think if it's very interesting, I prefer to read it. But if it's kind of like a background book, then it's easier to just.
But what was cool about the audiobook is I did like the changing of the voices, the male, the female, them going back and forth. Sometimes it felt like a conversation. So
did they do that?
Yeah. So
it's that's my favorite way.
Duet is what it's called. A duet audiobook.
Oh, those are my favorite.
That's what it said. So when it's his chapter, but she's speaking, she does her own voice.
Yeah. I like that.
But there's only two voices, the man and the woman. So they change their voice for all the other characters, which was kind of weird.
It's not a full cast.
Correct. But they're very talented, let me tell you, because they did a great job.
Yeah.
They changed their voices a lot. Like it made me think, is she American and putting on an English accent or the other way around?
I was wondering the same thing. I was like, oh, she was very good. The only voice that I didn't really like was when he was doing Vincent's voice.
The French.
He was supposed to be French, but he sounded Russian. He
sounded Australian to
me. Or Australian. Yeah.
I'm going to have to listen
French,
to this.
But obviously I'm being extra critical of the French accent, but I was like, this is not a French accent. This
no,
is like,
I agree.
This is like a boisterous, like, you know, Russian accent.
I do love the Russian accent. I'll have to give it a listen.
Yeah,
I love the Russian accent.
Then you're
going
to like the Vuk story because isn't he Russian?
We shall see.
I don't know
what he is. No, Slav?
No. Oh, Slovenian or something like that.
You're right.
I don't know how they're going to make him hot because
I'm not feeling
him.
Isn't
he like old, scarred and old and like burned?
Oh,
and
I didn't know this.
Why? You didn't hear the epilogue apparently.
Oh. She was listening at 1.5.
I was listening at 1.5. Wait, he was scarred? I don't know.
He has like a whole giant face. Scar across his whole face is what they described him as.
It was going too fast. I think I missed it.
But wasn't it Brooklyn that said something? Or was it Karina? One of the friends said something about
him. I think it was Brooklyn. Oh, which brings me to one of my notes. I thought that the whole Brooklyn, when you find out that Brooklyn is the coach's daughter, was going to be much more nefarious. Like, I thought she was going to, like, the dad, like, told her to befriend, or she was, like, giving him information. I thought there was going to be more to that storyline, or she was going to be more upset. Scarlett was going to be more upset when she found out, but it was just, like, very brushed aside. Like, oh,
she was less upset about her friend lying to her for weeks than she was about the guy racing the car.
I think it'll be addressed in The Defender. I think the whole thing will be she's like forbidden fruit because she's the
boss's
coaches.
Daughter.
Yeah, that's another thing.
What?
The boss. They call him the boss. This whole book, I'm sorry, but she watched the David Beckham show before she wrote this book because it was so based on his life. Like,
I didn't watch
the overbearing dad who was very like strict and very like always training him and football was their life. And then the whole him leaving.
And the paps.
And the paparazzi, when he got red carded, the World Cup, lost the match, everyone blamed him for it. Like, it was all
right. I didn't realize that. You're right.
Yes, it was all very David Beckham. And I was just like,
what about the racing? Does he have like a...
Unclear. Maybe, who knows?
Maybe him and Victoria had a big fight about him racing.
Maybe.
And that's where she got it from.
Yeah. Yeah. Great show. Definitely watch it if you haven't.
Yeah.
Have you watched
the documentary was very good.
So good. I loved it. And I'm not a big like footballer, if you will.
Oh, yes.
You do that good.
Football.
But I loved it. So, 10/10 watch.
I'm more of a Ted Lasso.
Yes.
Same. That's my extent of my football.
I would agree with that. That and David Beckham.
Well, me, yeah. I stand for hours and watch football. So, yes. I'm a big fan over
You're
here.
You're a big fan. You're big like fan. A diehard.
Okay. I do want to say in my notes, I put LOL at the author's note that football. Oh, God, I can't read it. Oh, football refers to soccer and not American football.
I saw yes. that.
And she goes, I was like, why are we the way that we are? Because, you know, we're always saying things differently. Everyone calls it football. Of course, we have to call it soccer.
Yeah.
You know, course. Everyone uses the metric system. Of course, we use the freaking feet, inches. Like
feet, inches.
Imperial. I don't metric? Know. Metric? No, the metric system, we use what, the imperial system?
The regular system?
That's not regular.
The American standard.
The
American
standard?
Standard?
American well, I don't standard. Know. It's no bueno. And then, again, the time too, like military time. Everyone else uses military time.
Except for us.
I'm reading my notes and I wrote, so do you guys remember, again, going back to episode one, look at how all our episodes collide full circle. So remember when John Michael said the whole thing about there's nothing worse than a warm drink and a cold food?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, when the guy bumped into Asher at the bar and Scarlett said, yes. I hope his beer is always warm and his food is always cold and that he stubs his toe every time he gets out of bed.
Yes. I highlighted I that scene. That. Yes, it was so
I
good.
That. I go, wow.
So say it again. Say it again so they could hear you.
Okay. So what she said or what John Michael said?
The quote. The quote from the book.
The quote from the book was, hold on, let me get to it. I hope his beer is always warm and his food is always cold and he stubs his toe every time he gets out of bed for the rest of the trip.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a great insult.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that. If someone upsets me, I'm going to guffaws at them and then I'm going to say, I hope you stub your toe every day when you get up.
I have two questions for you guys. What does a crooked smile look like? She keeps saying, what is it?
It's like, so
this is when we need video.
Yeah. That looks like somebody that had a stroke.
I think, I think it's like, you know, think, what's this girl's name?
Milo from Venta.
From Dawson's Creek. That she would always do the like Joey Pacey. She would, not Pacey, Joey.
Oh my God. Their smile's just naturally like that. Like
no, she would just always talk like this.
I was thinking of like Milo Venta.
Yeah.
You know how his smile's a little crooked? Like a little.
Okay.
Like,
yes.
That's what I picture when she says that.
Oh, okay. So I was like, what is that supposed to look like? And then the other question I had for you girls is, she said, a quintessentially French shrug.
What the hell is that? I can't tell you. I've never heard about it.
I don't know. That's just a regular shrug.
It's quintessentially French.
Oh, okay. It's like when a French person does it.
Exactly.
But is it like you shrug your shoulders and you stick your hands out? Like the emoji?
I'm Googling.
That's a really good question. I don't know how I didn't pick up on that.
No?
It must have been when I was at 1.5. Did you have any questions on these?
I have a bunch of stuff. Yeah, it looks like it is that.
Let me see. Like the emoji? Like,
oh.
But those guys are wearing berets. So that's why it's French.
Oh, you know what it is? They have a crooked smile with the arm. You have to have the crooked.
They do. They're doing a little like a boof. Boof.
Oh, okay.
I think we might have to take a picture of you so that people understand.
Yeah, let's do that so we can post it. So people can understand what it is.
Oh,
okay. Wow.
Maybe not post it.
Yeah, this needs to be that's behind so the scenes. Don't worry, it'll expire in 24 hours.
Okay.
So what were your questions?
No, well, let me continue through my notes. I'm still in the author's note. When she says,
from the beginning of the book?
Yes.
She's grab a drink, guys. Get a refill.
Buckle down. Yeah, she says that she's not going to use the word posterior, I guess, whatever. Like she's going to use the word ass instead of arse.
Arse.
Thank you for that.
And then she goes, it's not you, it's me. Now, that being said, later on in my notes, I address the fact that she calls him an arsehole.
Yes.
And I was like, I thought we weren't going to do that.
Yep.
The lies.
Wow.
And then I don't think she used the word ass once.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Arse.
Oh, I also looked up what hat trick was because I hear it all the time.
What's hat trick?
It's when they do three things in a row. Right. So three goals in a row, like back to back kind of thing.
Interesting.
Consecutively, I should say.
Your notes look like a doctor prescribing medicine.
Yes, it does.
Okay. And then so another one of my questions is, what's the series going to be? Is it going to be all soccer players or is it going to be kind of mixed like the Windy City where she has like baseball, whatever? So I do. Obviously, we know the next one is the Defender, which is more soccer. I thought at one point it would be Clive. So I was like, well, maybe some rugby. But that was obviously
I feel like that would have been such a good segue to another sport. Like she didn't have to make Clive be the one that.
Right?
I thought. The car. That was kind of unnecessary. It could have been the Holchester people from his old team.
Yeah, it didn't bring anything new to the story when we found out it was Clive.
The Black Castle Baddies was the name of their group chat.
I like that.
Funny. I love that. I was like, are you even really friends if you don't have a group chat with a silly name?
Yes, it's
that was
true. Really
and also, the alliteration. You know how I feel about alliteration.
Big fans.
One of the quotes I liked is, someone check the temperature in hell. I want to use that in my day-to-day life. I think that's really funny.
I've heard that before.
Really? I hadn't.
I've heard that. How did you guys feel about their first date being a cooking class?
I didn't like it.
Me either.
I didn't hate it. I think it's a good date.
Not a first date.
But not first date. Yeah, first date. That he had made it such a big deal. right? He was like, you'll know when it's our first date. You'll know when it's our, and then like, and that was like, the date.
A cooking class? Like, yeah. You're going to make me cook?
Okay, but
on the first date?
No, like, that's
take me
like,
somewhere where I don't have to cook.
Exactly.
Yes. I just eat.
Yeah. Like really, really nice.
And then he, you know, she was bad and she felt bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was funny when her brother was like, yeah, she has a shit cook.
I was going to say, it helped them bond though. Yeah, I think that was maybe the point. Cute. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was cute. I mean, I like that. They added that detail, yeah. But not for a first date.
Yeah. No, and that, again, that he had made it such a big deal that it was going to be their first date.
Yeah.
I was thinking for the helicopter date, it made me think of like The Bachelor. Yeah. You know, they always had like those big mm-hmm. grand dates.
Yeah. Maybe like, that was that too. More yeah. first date-y.
Exactly. That would have been a better
first date-y for like a millionaire.
Right. Yeah. It's got the money.
And then they only talked about like one of his cars over and over and over again. And then they were like, boom, he has this whole fleet of cars.
Well, yeah. He did say he had like a car, but it was his favorite. That was the one that got keyed. And that was the one he gave to Vincent and then took back from Vincent. Took back.
Yeah, that was strange. You should have let him keep it.
Oh, I have here in my notes, Melissa says it's getting good at 20%. And I was like, that's interesting because that's in the scene in the kitchen when the sexual tension begins.
Of course I'm going to say this when it starts getting good. Yeah. I was bored before that.
Yeah.
The slow beginning, build. That was a good part. Like when they finally start like having moments together mm-hmm. and they finally start like, you know,
realizing it.
Exactly. Oh my God. So as you know, I was listening to this audiobook. This is probably the spiciest audiobook that I've like listened to, and I could feel myself like actually blushing. And I was like,
which part?
All of the smut scenes. Yes. I was like, well, I'm sure oh too, because they're doing the two voices too. Yes. So it was very different to listen to it in your ears than to read it with your eyes.
Yes.
I was like, oh, okay.
I only got one of those scenes, the one at the very end, but I thought back, I'm like, oh, if it had been like that in that other scene, that must have been super spicy.
I had to like turn it off at some point because there was like people around me. And yes. I was like, this is like extremely inappropriate right yes. now. I should not be listening to this with other people around me.
You're like, I'm washing the dishes.
Yes, yes. And they were like trying to talk to me. And I had like one AirPod in and I'm like, no. Well, hold, let me turn this off. How would you, like the spice was good.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. Like, what would you rate it?
I don't know, a chili pepper?
One chili pepper?
1.5.
Are you serious?
Was it super spicy for you?
No, but more than one.
More than one.
But there was only like good. Two, how many spicy scenes were there? Two, three?
No.
No, there were a few, but I thought that haven't read her other books, but I felt like her writing is very easy to like read and listen to.
It's a good read. It's a good palate cleanser. It's a nice,
very like, good palate cleanser.
Yeah. Yes. Like if you're reading something heavy or like some or like fantasy and you need a break.
Yeah.
Anna Wong, I mean, her books are great.
It makes me want to go back and listen to the other ones.
They're very good. I think I started with Twisted Love is what we started with.
Twisted Hate is the first one.
No, Love.
Alex.
No, Twisted Hate is Jules and Josh.
You are so right. I apologize.
Twisted Love. I skipped Twisted Hate because.
Which honestly is fine because it was kind of boring.
I think I skipped it because you told me that. Yeah. And also, Josh, the main character in the first book, he annoyed me.
I didn't like them. That was the thing. Josh and Jules were very. But maybe that was their dynamic. Banter, exactly. Yeah. That was their thing. But I personally didn't.
Which
love
is
it.
The best one? Because I.
Twisted Games.
Twisted easily. Games? Okay.
Easily. And what was the other one I liked too?
King of.
No, Twisted. There's another Twisted
Lies.
I like.
Harper. Christian Harper.
Twisted
you
Lies.
Twisted Games. Speaking of lies, Anais watched Tell Me Lies.
Oh, that's right. Good segue.
Thank you. I was waiting. I'm like, how could I bring this in? Okay, so tell us your thoughts. You finished season one, right?
Yes, I did. And wow, they're just very toxic. Toxic indeed. You guys warned me.
Yeah, we did.
But
we were warned.
I was not prepared, I guess, despite the warning.
It was interesting, too.
It's definitely interesting. Like I was saying, I probably didn't watch it at the best time because I had just finished a book that kind of had like heavy topics and I was looking for something maybe a little more lighthearted. And
a
then
beautiful love story.
A beautiful love story.
That was not this.
That was not this. No. And I'm like watching this and I was just like, oh goodness, like what have I gotten myself? But obviously I have to finish. So I finished season one and then I took a little break. So I'll come back to season two later.
But I feel like you didn't love it as much as we did.
No, definitely not. No.
I think.
But it might have been overhyped maybe.
No, I think it's because we also watched it like one week after the other, maybe trying to binge it.
Yes, it's a lot of toxicity in one sitting.
Versus us, we wait a week and a week and a week. And season two I thought was amazing.
Oh my God.
Season two better than season one, which usually doesn't happen. I feel like it's usually the opposite. Mm-hmm. So wait till season two. Right. But you know what? Don't binge it. Do like an episode.
That's not in my nature. Well, I'm a binger.
I feel like I binged one, season one. Not like in one sitting, but
oh, mine was
I watched sitting. A couple back to back. And they're long episodes. They're like hour long.
I know. Yeah. That's why I was like, oh my gosh, another one. Here we go again.
Same
more
shit.
Toxicity. This guy. I'm like, I don't know why they're obsessed with this guy. He is.
We told you.
I told you.
Hot Mess yeah. Express. Like,
and he's not even hot.
He's not even yeah. hot.
He's the Hot Mess Express without the hot.
He's just the Mess Express.
Yep.
The Mess Express.
And Lucy reminds me of Shailene Woodley. Like,
I see that.
Oh, completely. Now that you say it. I always think it's
they're like the same person. She's beautiful.
Yeah, but like, yeah. Bruh.
I know.
Make better choices.
They're together in real life. And she was saying in an interview somewhere that her parents were very like weary of him because of his character on the show.
But of course. Yes. I could never like see him otherwise.
Yes.
And I did notice they have the spiciest scenes together.
Of course.
Like the spice was very, I was like, oh. This you weren't explicit. It, yeah. This was very explicit. I was like, this is Hulu, right? Mm-hmm. So now I'm a little less nervous about ACOTAR being on Hulu. I'm like, okay, maybe they can do it justice because I thought it had to be like on HBO or something. But
yes, that's
Hulu
true.
Be pulling out all the stops. So
yeah, I don't know if maybe them being together in real life like
no, allows them for more yeah. Yeah, comfort level.
But I agree. Lots of chili peppers for that one.
Chili peppers.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers for that one.
But please keep us posted for when you start.
Yeah,
watching.
I'll let you know when I watch.
And what you think about it.
Yeah, especially that last scene that we already told you about.
God, but you'll still be surprised.
Well, I already know now. I'm like, I've put the names together.
But you asked for.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not mad about it. Oh, I'm glad I know.
Is there anything else in your notes?
I'm
because
trying
we're going to have to start wrapping up. I see the time.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, I had another comment of Noah.
Time flies when
potentially
you're
being like the Kai from the Windy City series of the series. Because, you know, he has the kid and now he has a nanny. I was like, wink, wink.
Yes, she set that up really good. But yeah. I was actually wrote down in my notes that I thought Karina was going to be his new nanny. Because you know how she's always looking for another job and looking
maybe.
For another job?
Yes.
So maybe they'll link it that way.
And then another one I had is Samson and this secret hookup he had at an away game. I was like, that's a potential.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You're right.
He probably got her pregnant. Oh, I'm going to be so annoyed. You know I hate the pregnancy trope.
Yes. I bet you that's what it is.
Yeah.
They kind of set that up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't want to talk about it. I don't know. And I found the Adil friend to be very annoying.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure. Will he get his own book? They didn't really set that up for me. For
no,
him.
Please,
Noah was more please. Of a setup.
I'd rather
like,
have Noah. More yeah. serious and quiet. Adil yeah. was just like, he reminded me of in Ted Lasso, the Football is Life guy.
Oh, yeah. Football is life.
Football is life.
Yes. That was funny.
That's
though.
What he reminded me of yes. the entire time. Like, that's how I pictured him.
That's actually a really good correlation.
I will say, I'm still going to read every single book that Anna Wong puts out.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to read The Defender
like, I'm still
and The King of Envy.
I'm still a huge Anna Wong fan. Like, I will. Just, you have to know what to expect when you're going into it. You're going to get yeah. a romance with a third act breakup that doesn't mm-hmm. make sense and is not necessary.
But sometimes it does. And I think when and the ones that it does make sense, it makes it better. That's yeah. when the book becomes like great.
Well, yeah. she's a great like writer. Like her writing was very easy to read, very easy to get
it's
into.
It's like comforting.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like chill.
Yeah. It was very easy to get into. I really liked it. But it was fondue. It was cheesy, but it was good.
I like that and I will be using that in yes. future books.
Thank you for that.
Like, yeah. Wow, that is one of our ratings.
You're very welcome. And I think we got the title of this episode.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I think Laura was shooting for Guffaw, though.
Yeah.
100%.
That's what I think we're going to say. Yeah. I guess fondue one now. But all right.
Disclaimer. There is actually a word that is guffaws.
Guffaw.
Guffaw.
I will play it for you now.
Play it.
Guffaw.
Oh. So Anais and Laura were not wrong. So guffaw, not meant to be confused with golf or scoff.
English is not Melissa's first language.
Well, so what's our next book going to be? So everybody knows.
So I actually had one of our listeners, who's a friend of mine, reach out to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she
one of our listeners. Look at us.
I know. I feel so cool, right?
She was reading a book that I've told you both about before. It's mm-hmm. one of my favorite books.
Yes.
The Things We Leave Unfinished by Rebecca Yarros. I think we've talked about it on the podcast
yes,
before.
I've had it on my waiting list on Libby and it literally just came off.
Well,
so the timing
this is a sign.
Impeccable.
So she texted me, hey, have you read this book? I would love to hear what you and the girls think about it.
So that's the one we're going to do next. And I'm excited because I've been wanting that one for a while because mm-hmm. you had mentioned it 10 out of 10 that you really liked it.
I mean, I'm going to reread it with you guys just because it's – you want a beautiful love story?
Yes, I do.
Well, you're going to get like three beautiful love stories in one book.
Hold on.
Oh my gosh.
Does it have a happy ending?
Yeah. Oh, right.
Okay, then we're good.
Okay, so everyone can go in feeling safe. That's important. We want everyone to feel safety here.
Yes, thank
there
you.
There you go.
So, everyone is me.
And I think it works out because the week after that is when Rebecca Garros's Variations coming out.
I'm so excited.
And we could do that one next.
And we could do that one after. So I feel like just everything do a couple of Rebecca Garros, couple of episodes.
Well, that'd be great because this will be my first time reading a non-fantasy book from her, which apparently she does great is what I've heard.
So it took me forever to read one of her non-fantasy books because I don't know why. I like put her in that box and I just thought she was just a fantasy writer and there's no way that her non-fantasy books could be good. Oh my God, I was wrong because I've read maybe five of them.
Oh, wow. She has that many.
She has a lot more than that. She's got
series. I think she was more non-fantasy, like
before.
Romance. Fourth Wing is her first.
Let me tell you, they're all amazing.
Really?
All of them. I mean, she doesn't disappoint. She can't.
Damn.
And they're deep and they're, you know, there's twists and turns and surprises. And of course.
And her spice is good.
Her spice is good. Yeah. The romance is like top notch. So I'm really excited for you guys to read it because it's really one of my favorite books. This is the book that like I give to a book lover as a gift for their birthday.
Yes, you said 10 out of 10.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I'm excited. So tune in next Wednesday, guys, because guess what? We're booked.
And you're booked. So are you. When will we get this? What episode are we on now? And you still
five, Laura. I want somebody else to take this role.
Hold on. What's crazy?
No, it's your role now.
You came up with the line. That's what's crazy to me. It's you can't remember it, but you came up with it.
It came out naturally, and now there's too much stress surrounding
the pressure.
It. Yeah, it's the stress. It's the goof off.
That's so not the correct
tune in
term.
Next Wednesday, because guess what? You're booked, and so are we.